It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And play ball! About a month ago, my wife and I were on a brief vacation in Arkansas, and we were fortunate enough to meet up with a longtime friend of mine. We're going to call him KC for this discussion. I hadn't seen him since we were in the eighth grade together. And during and after our lunch with our lovely wives, we continued to chat about our youthful escapades playing sports together while we were in elementary and junior high school. You see, his dad was one of our youth sports coaches. In fact, his father's coaching helped our sixth grade basketball team to win the Shreveport Youth League Championship. Then when baseball season rolled around, one of our primary youth baseball coaches was another father of one of my closest neighborhood friends. However, his dad happened to have played professional baseball as a first baseman for the AA level Shreveport Sports. And can you guess who played first base in 5th and 6th grade on the baseball team? Yeah, it was me. And even though I tried my best, Mr. J was always paying extra close attention to his former infield position. I probably didn't help matters much by keeping one eye looking his way after I was bobbling a ground ball or not stretching enough to reach that ball thrown across the mound by our third baseman, KC by the way, as it came into the bag on another close play at first base. But fortunately, I was moved to right field in future seasons. After our brief reunion in Arkansas, I learned that my friend KC had written several editorials for a community newspaper over the years. And after our meeting, he was nice enough to forward me a terrific story he wrote years ago about youth baseball, and he's given permission to publish it here. And with another season of youth baseball right around the corner on us this spring, KC's story is both quite funny and it still rings true. If you played youth baseball or have been one of those parents or grandparents or family friends in the stands supporting neighborhood kids playing baseball, I think you're going to enjoy this. It's called Play Ball. And here we go. It's spring. The daffodils bloom, the robins sing, and in every hamlet in America, from under the hoods of cars and inside the dusty garages and within the invigorating spray of their morning showers, Little League coaches and umpires are practicing the season's clarion call. Play ball! Baseball, the most hopeful of games, where even with two out in the bottom of the last inning, down 8-0, the coach is going to shout, "Okay, batter, let's get us started." While I realize that the game is occasionally marred by the actions of adults whose humanity is all too obvious, it's a pastime like no other. There's more community at the ballpark than in most neighborhoods in the world. Mechanics and physicians and realtors form a family that exults and agonizes together, and parents cheer for every child, knowing that this could be the game, by virtue of a sharp hit or a sterling catch, that child proves to the world that he is a ball player. But here are some guidelines for parents. Based upon my years of experience as a Little League parent, here are a few guidelines that I'd like to suggest to make this season's experience for you the best possible for both you and your child. Number one, although your child will more than likely make it into the major leagues, most of the players, statistically speaking, will not. Thus, you could be a huge comfort to those other parents by helping them keep the game in perspective. You know, it's just a game, you might say occasionally, or I know your child, the right fielder, is going to make a fine dentist someday. Number two, you'll notice most coaches and fans give a double dose of every nugget of encouragement, as in, big stick, baby, big stick, or eye on the ball, buddy, eye on the ball. And so should you. I'm not sure why this is so, but baseball is so steeped in tradition, and the surest way to prove to everyone out there that you're a bush leaguer is to resort to the single admonition approach. You know, there's a subtle rhythm to baseball's encouragement that's missing in other sports. The phrase, kill 'em, in football, well, that's a real dud of an encouragement when you think about it. But in baseball, it's, make it your pitch, baby, make it your pitch. Or, little chatter out there, little chatter. Or, bring it on now, bring it on. You know, that's Southern admonition for the pitcher to throw the ball really hard. Baseball is the only game where the coaches and fans actually sing to the players. Number three, you'll want to join the other parents and coaches in pelting your child with advice as he steps into the batter's box, like, okay, now you're a hitter. Or, keep that back foot planted and step into the ball. Or, Okay, now take a step back. No, back. Back toward the catcher. Or keep your head in there and don't try to kill it. And of course, come on now, just relax. This barrage of advice is absolutely essential because only by learning to ignore all of this racket can your child develop the concentration necessary to become a big league hitter. Number four, when your child is walking up to the plate, always shout, "Come on now," just like in the backyard. My dad used to say this to me, and though it didn't help me hit the ball, it gave everyone the impression that at least I had indeed hit it at some time. Number five, that 3-foot grounder hit by your child that leads to the catcher overthrowing first base, who then overthrows second base, who then overthrows third, and then throws wildly home, is indeed a home run. Go and buy the ball and have your child autograph it, drip some strawberry snow cone juice on it, and then plop it on your trophy shelf. What your child is going to remember is sliding home and being mobbed by his teammates. Home run. Number six, always be positive. For instance, when the last 14 batters in a row have walked and your child glares discriminatingly at ball number four as it sails over the backstop, you shout out, "Good eye, baby, good eye." Or when the last 14 batters have walked and your child strikes out on 3 pitches that bounce 10 feet in front of the plate, you shout out, "Way to swing that bat, baby. We didn't pay $50 to take a walk." Here's some perspective. Sometime during the season when the umpire makes that rotten call that cost you the game, or your child is unjustly sitting on the bench, or even when he hits a home run, you're going to need to keep things in perspective. And here's some thoughts that might help you. I recently made a list of my 3 most vivid memories of my son's youth baseball career, and then asked him to do the same. Here are each of our lists. These are my memories first. Number 1, the time that he made that diving catch of a ground ball at second base and threw out the runner at first to win the game. And number 2, that time he caught a line drive at third and doubled the runner off at first base, all captured perfectly by the local cable television camera. And number 3, the image of him rounding third to score the winning run in a playoff game. Now, here are his 3 best memories of youth baseball. Number 1, getting snow cones after the games. Number 2, getting your jersey at the start of the season. And number 3, getting trophies at the end of the season for just playing. All the rest of that stuff, he said, is kind of a blur. But here's the payoff pitch. The 1998 baseball season, which featured the great home run race between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, was the season that brought many of us back to the joy of the game. In late September of that year, I took my 2 sons to St. Louis to see Mark, well, he was on a first-name basis with all of us back then, go for the all-time season record, and he did not disappoint. In 2 games, he magically hit home runs numbers 67, 68, 69, and number 70. And people have asked what it was like seeing him make that historic run around the bases with his 70th home run. And I tell them, I don't know. Because I was too busy watching my 2 sons watching him running the bases. And that joy was unspeakable, pure, and priceless. And just like the snow cones, the shiny trophies, and the new jerseys. So pack them to the park, baby, and let's play ball. Thanks, KC in Arkansas. I'm Swamp Swami.
All the way from Sesame Street, Cookie Monster.